Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 25. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, currently practicing the best hand-washing technique, Trevor Payne. Trevor, welcome back to the show.
Oh, boy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Yeah, dude. I'm so excited to be back. Oh, boy, dude. I've been needing this in my life. I've missed you too much, Devin.
Dude, I feel the same. I'm beaming right now. I'm beaming. I'm like I'm newly married. I feel great. Feeling so happy. I'm doing Trump motions right now. I am doing Trump motions right now.
Don't do the Trump motions.
I got my hands out. I'm very excited about life. Yeah. Toupee is a flapping. Oh, man. I am very excited, dude. It's good to have the Nintendo gang back. Thanks, everyone, for waiting.
Everybody being sick, huh?
Oh, man. Still sick, by the way, everybody. So if I have a raspy, weird voice, if I cough at all, just prayers for me, and that's all I need. And
nice thing is we're practicing, social isolation. We're 300 miles apart. So, you know, you cough doesn't, I mean, unless, is it?
No.
Can it infect a computer and come into my computer? Is it like virus as well?
I believe science has stated that it is a virus and all viruses are the same. So please, if you could stay 6 feet away from the mic, Trev, you should be okay. I don't know if anyone can hear you, but
Devin, can you hear me?
No, it's perfect sound quality. I love it. It there. Yeah.
I'm just going to wrap my mouth around this mic though, dude. I'm just going to...
Yep. Suck in the virus.
Bring it in.
Before we get into this, though, before we get into Miyamoto's magical news, just a heads up of what we're going to do about this whole COVID-19 pandemic, all that stuff. So I've realized recently, especially just there's a lot of stress out in the world, man. We're being bombarded by how scary things are, dangerous, contagious, which this thing is. It's all those things. But here are the Nintendo Show. We're going to try to steer away from any that kind of talk. We're going to kind of steer away from the virus talk. I know we're joking about it now, but from like here on out after the E3 talk, which we're going to do here in a little bit, we're going to kind of steer away from that. I think the reason for that is just because I want somewhere for everyone to be like, hey, this is a place we can all chill and not worry about anything. You know, this is a place where we're just going to talk about video games. It's going to be Nintendo. I know there's crazy stuff happening. Trevor and I both know crazy things are happening. So if it sounds like we're in an oblivious world, we're not. We know what's going on.
We just want to be happy.
We just want to spread that joy. Because right now, there's too much everything. Like even movies, video games, everything has to do with the virus stuff. So we're just gonna separate ourselves, and we're gonna do some of that hygiene right after this Miyamoto news. So let's get into the very first of Mr. Miyamoto's magical news. There's three items on the news. Three. Thank you, Miyamoto. You're back from the hospital. You are you're bringing the joy to our hearts. So I'm very excited about this. First on the list, Trevor. Number one, E3 is canceled. The ESA has announced. I know. The ESA has announced that it will not be holding E3 this year due to worries of the coronavirus. This, of course, has caused many gamers to weep in the streets, as Trevor has just barely. And one gamer declared that it would be the end of gaming as we know it. And he did, at that time, punch the coronavirus in the face. Soon after that statement. Then we also got news that Microsoft and Ubisoft would be holding their own digital events, which we presume would be around E3, but we're not sure. And the ESA also announced that they will be doing their own electronic gathering during June in hopes to stay relevant. We'll see if that works for them at all, because there's already a site for that that's called IGN. All right. So, Trevor, how you feeling about this, huh?
Huh? Dude, roller coaster of emotions, Dev. So like sad because like E3 is like I get so excited. I request days off of work for it. Like I get so excited about being bombarded with new information, new games, new consoles. And this year, especially with like the new PlayStation and Xbox. So I was super excited. But the thing is, you got to remember, Dev, like we live in a fantastic age with this wonderful thing called the internet. These companies, they're not going to stop. They're still going to present their information. Like, you know, later on in the news, we'll talk about the indie, you know, direct showcase thing. And like companies can put out this information whenever they want. Maybe it'll be a little bit more spread out and it might actually benefit the companies a little bit more because then there's more talk about their thing for longer than a couple hours before another announcement is made, like it, what would normally happen during E3. So yes, I'm sad. And I'm sad for selfish reasons because I love just that waterfall of new game news, dude. Like, I just want to bathe in it. I take my shirt off. It gets real weird. I mean, I just I ask everybody to leave the house. I'm like, I need the next 2 days.
Daddy needs bath time.
Yeah, I need my E3 bath time. It's real weird. But so I'm sad. But the thing is we're going to get the same information. These companies are going to put out these cool virtual live event things and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be fine. It will be interesting just the when the announcements happen. My favorite thing about E3 is that it's like one day that you or a couple days that you know things are going to happen. Like every year, you're like, this is where the business happens. This is the good stuff. This is my Christmas. This is my holiday season. I am with you, Trevor. I am bathing in the waters of E3, the glorious waters of E3. But I don't have those dates anymore, you know? And that's where I'm kind of like, I don't know where Microsoft is wanting to place this, if they're going to stay in that same range, Ubisoft as well. That's the only part that I'm kind of iffy and kind of about.
But you know what? They'll do something. Like they'll like do something and let us know and it'll be good. It's just like, like you said, like they're having that, like, you know, these dates, this cool stuff is going to be announced and shown. And like the press conferences, especially like Sony and, you know, Xbox and all that stuff, it's just so epic. Like it just feels so, I don't know, so much hype behind it that I'm going to miss the theatrics of it. So
me too,
you know,
me too. We'll see. As Xbox, especially, it's going to be interesting for them because Sony wasn't coming, but Xbox was. And I love, like, as cheesy and as bad as those Xbox, you know, live things can be sometimes. I really enjoy them. I love, like, I like the spectacle. I like the showmanship. I like that kind of garbage. I like the mess ups, but it's not going to be there. And seeing Microsoft all kind of classed up and looking all nice on video isn't my favorite way to see Microsoft. I don't think they do videos very well or exciting. So I'm worried about hyping us up with new stuff with a direct, because I just don't think they do it as well as Nintendo. Sure. But I don't know. So I'm worried,
like,
about
the
that.
Inside Xbox stuff isn't as good as like the Nintendo Direct or whatever. So
yeah, there's something about it that's just a little off. So hopefully they can tweak it so it's hyped. But
yeah,
that's the thing. It's just a console. It's a new console generation, and we're missing our sweet baby girl.
Dude, this is supposed to be like the crazy, like, everybody stoked time, you know? So it is sad. But the other thing that kind of bums me out, I guess, and it's more of like the developers. This was a time for all the developers, all the media, all the press, everybody to be in the same place. And I'm sure a lot of them are kind of bummed out because I'm sure this is where a lot of deals are made and a lot of like collaborations happen and different things like that we don't necessarily see, but I'm sure it's going to have an impact on them as well. So one of my favorite things is one of my favorite podcasts is the Giant Bomb Cast. And so giantbomb.com, they're amazing. And every E3, they put on this huge thing. And every night there's a 3-hour video podcast where they're bringing in developers and people from around the industry and interviewing them. And I think that's the thing I'm most upset about this is that they're not going to be able to do that and have those cool interviews. Cause like they always get Phil Spencer, they get someone from Sony, they always get someone from Nintendo. And it's always so cool. And the way that they put it on, it just feels so real and natural where, like, I feel like these developers let down their guard and actually talk about things. And so that's what I'm most upset about is that I'm going to miss out on that. So,
hey, tradition, baby. I'm going to miss my traditions. Yeah, I'm like Tevye up in this joint. I am Tevye up in this joint. Fiddler on the Roof reference. Fiddler on the Roof reference.
Okay, because I was going to say, what is that? But I guess I'm not as cultured.
Yep, get that culture trip. Go out and see yourself a play. Go get after the virus. Lassie Lady asked, I'm dying. My guys, no E3. What will Nintendo do? Do you expect them to stay within the E3 schedule or do they go on some other dates? thoughts. Hmm. Oh,
dude, I'll give you a second to take a swig of water, Dev. I think, oh, buddy, I'm so sorry.
I need water, man.
Get it out.
I forgot water.
Dude, cough it out.
I don't know.
Dude, okay, I'll email you some.
Thank you. Put it through the mic. Yeah. Give daddy a sip.
Slurp, slurp.
So for the E3, I'm thinking with Nintendo. I assume that they'll stay maybe in that same range. I'm hoping everybody will. just because Nintendo, this is like not new for them. This isn't going to be like a different thing for them. So,
and they've, I don't know. And they've had a plan. Yeah, and they've had a plan. This is what they're planning on, is they're planning on being at E3. So I think it might not be the same day. Maybe they'll kind of offset it a little bit, but I think around that same time present their information, because they have a press media plan for the year, and I don't think they would vary too far away from it.
Yeah, I agree. I think they had this plan already. They already had the dates all set up. They also probably set up their other directs, so they're like somewhat equally separated from each other. So it's possible that they're just not going to make any changes. And as far as like the show floor stuff, they've been doing this forever. They've just been doing the treehouse stuff. So it's not a big deal. They'll still show off the games the same.
Exactly.
So it's going to be very similar to what we're used to already. Okay. I'm going to get a cough drop and then some water.
No, you go for it, buddy.
I forgot both of those things. Okay. I am back. Number two. Last Thursday, Nintendo and Lego revealed, you guessed it, Lego Super Mario. The commercial featured kids playing with several sets, each with interact with a roughly 5-inch Lego figure of Mario, who has a digital eyes and a digital display in his gut. The children in the commercial mimic the actions Mario would make in his game, such as jumping, stomping on enemies, and riding some flagpoles. The sets are meant to be played like Mario game, and it's awesome.
Oh my gosh, this looks so cool. I like, honestly, at first I was skeptical. I saw the shape and the look of Mario, and I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. But then as the trailer went on, I was like, oh my gosh, I showed my kids. We are going to dive deep into this, I think, dude.
Yeah, dude, I am buying these things. I just love the look of this Mario figure. He's not like that little 3-inch minifigs. He's a big chunky boy.
Dude, he's a big boy. Oh, it's grown on me. But the cool thing about it is like you're building a Mario level, essentially, and then you would play that character and move it around like the stage you built, and jumping on Goombas and collecting coins and hitting boxes. And it all has like near field communication chips in them. So it recognizes when you jump on a Goomba, and it shows like a little like pound thing on the little screen on Mario's chest. And like when you collect a coin, it'll keep track of all the coins you've collected throughout until you get to the very end of the map or the course. And I find that just so cool. Like I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I could totally create this cool thing and hide little blocks in certain spots and then see if my kids can find them when they're going through the level or something.
That's true.
Like it just seems so silly and ridiculous, but it just looks charming as crap, dude. I am so in.
No, I love it. It's like Mario Maker for real life, man.
For real life.
For real life, Mario Maker. No, I just love the idea of gamifying things. Nintendo does this a lot where they gamify a lot of stuff. Even their new Universal Park is gamified. Absolutely. So I love what they're doing with this Lego stuff. It looks so cool. And I honestly, I just want that Mario figuring. I know he's goofy looking.
I'll do anything for him.
But those eyes are creeping. Those eyes are freaking awesome, dude. Like the digital eyes that are.
The eyes are screens and the mouth is a screen, and he has a screen on in the chest. So like they animate, they make it look like when he says Yahoo, like he makes the movements of his mouth and his eyes make funny little things. And it's so hilarious. Like I want this so bad.
Yeah, he's got those like shifty like Luigi eyes that are kind of evil sometimes, and then he's like got the crosses when he dies and all that stuff, dude. I just love the animation of it. It looks so cool the way that they animated it. So I'm love the look. Love the look. So I'm buying
all the goodness sets. That it's Lego. Thank goodness it's Lego, because like they were doing, I think, Mario Mega Bloks back in the day, or even just recently, and they were so bad. And this looks so good. And I like that they're like trying to make it something different as opposed to just a set that you build. Like it seems like something interactive that you play with, and I think is really neat. But Devin, Imagine. Yeah. Let's imagine this does well. And then they come out with Zelda sets, dude. So The Legend of Zelda, they have Hyrule Castle. They have like all these different things, like the Great Deku Tree or whatever. It would be so cool to have some Lego sets. I would lose my freaking mind. I honestly already am. I that's what I want.
I want it so bad, dude. Like if it looks like, and it has those same digital features and the animation of all the, like I'd be totally down. I want it all. I want all of these things. So I love the idea of like future Nintendo stuff like that. I just love that. Yeah. And like you said, Lego, thank gosh. It's Lego. Not like Mega Bloks and all these other people.
No kidding. My boy's got some Pokemon Mega Bloks and they just don't connect properly. The shapes are weird. Everything just feels off. And maybe it's just because like we're so used to Lego. But yeah, the Mega Bloks just, it was honest and the instructions were awful. So I'm glad that, I mean, Lego knows what they're doing.
Yeah. It's nice to see Nintendo like partnering with these like bigger companies. I think they also did like Mario Kart with Hot Wheels just recently and all this stuff. So it's cool to see them doing these bigger stuff and branching out into new areas. So I'm in love with the idea. I'm excited for maybe future stuff from Lego with Zelda and whatever Metroid. I doubt it, but you know,
oh, dude, a Metroid on it would be so cool.
That's true. It would be cool. I just am like, what kids are?
I just don't know
this?
If it
but
would
I guess
sell.
It's adult set. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude.
The
I'm
next
dying.
One. No, you're good. The next one would totally be a Zelda one, though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I think if there's going to be a second set, definitely going to be that. Oh, man. So everyone get your Lego on. Come on. It's so great. These ones look so cool. Yeah, dude, they got your boy Yoshi on there. Haven't seen Bowser, haven't seen Peach or any of the others. So we'll see where it'll be interesting to see where the sets go and how big they get and all that kind of stuff. So maybe they got Peach's Castle in there. I don't know, man. I'm down for this.
I don't know. Maybe they'll have some Mario Kart Legos too. Lego. Yeah, sorry, I said Legos. I said the bad word. Yeah. It's Lego, not you Legos. Said
yep, that's the bad word. You've done something real bad today. Yeah,
I know.
You gotta cut those
messed
out. Okay, there we go. Number three, we got ourselves an Indie World Direct today, Tuesday, the 17th of March. The announced games were as follows. Trav's going to tell you because I'm coughing and dying in the background.
Dude, that's Trav? All right. I got this. So, all right. First of all, these games. So this indie games, pretty awesome. Watched it with my kids. Honestly, my kids weren't that thrilled with it because they're like, indie games, whatever. But I'm pretty excited about a couple of these. All right. So a couple ones. So I'm just going to read them off. There's one called Blue Fire. It's a 3D platformer. Baldo, which reminds me of Balto. JRPG inspired game from Italy. And it has like this look of like a Studio Ghibli or however you say it, movies. Oh my gosh, this game looks
fantastic. It
looks
really pretty. Yeah, it looked really
good. Yes, it looks so anime, Japanese. Like, it looks charming, and it's like an action-adventure, JRPG-style game. Next one was I Am Dead, and it looks like it's a puzzle game. You're using, like, an x-ray vision to go through, like, the city, and you can, like, look inside different rooms and solve puzzles, and I don't know. It seems interesting. Honestly, it
seemed okay.
Not up my...
Yeah, not mine. Not my
I think
thing,
I'm
but,
not going to get that one. Another one was called Bark. It's a side-scrolling shooter. So it's a four-player co-op side-scrolling shooter. You're in space. You have different characters that have different abilities and fun stuff like that. But it looked very, you know, standard side-scrolling
shoot
shooter.
Em up. Yeah, it wasn't nothing too crazy cool with that one to me. I mean, the four player stuff.
I'm always good for a good four-player game, but I don't know if I don't know. It just looked pretty standard. Next one was Cyanide and Happiness Freakpocalypse. That name. I don't know That's how good. I feel about that name, but woo. Basically, it looked like an adventure game, essentially. And I don't know. The trailer they had was a little weird. The guy was trying to be funny, but it wasn't.
Not a lot of gameplay, so couldn't really tell what it was about. There was a lot of trying to joke, humor, whatever. It was fine.
Then there was Summer in Mara. Looks like it was, do you remember what that one was? It kind of gave me like Stardew Valley type look stuff because you could do farming, exploration, crafting, make friends with other people, stuff like that. It looks like it's coming out this spring.
It looked fine.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like a lot of these were kind of lackluster.
A lot of them,
Quantum League. It's a multiplayer shooter. This one, I think, had a cool mechanic where each round, like, you are first person, you're running, you shoot your gun at the other player, whatever, do your thing. But then when round two starts, there's a clone of you that does exactly what it did in the prior round of what you did in the prior round. So then on your second run, that's doing that. And then you get to create another kind of path. And then round three, then you have two of you going. And so it's just, it seemed interesting. I wonder how well it'll actually play, but it seems like it'd be really cool to strategize. Okay, well, how could I try to pin this guy in this corner by going off of what I did in the prior rounds? I don't know. It seemed interesting.
Yeah, it looks cool. Yeah. But I don't know like how well this gimmick pays off. Sometimes these shooter gimmicks like this, there's like a game called Screen Cheat where you don't see people on the screens.
Yeah.
It's not a great game, and it's, you know, it sounds cool, like the gimmick sounds cool, but then when you play him, you're like, usually those shooter gimmicks don't work out. So I don't know, but it looked really cool. It's a cool idea.
Exactly. So. Next one was The Good Life, and this one, it looks like it's an RPG where you turn into like cats and dogs, and they have different abilities, and you got to solve murder. You got to, I don't know, it seemed interesting, I guess. So if you want to be a cat or a dog and solve murder, because that's what cats and dogs do.
Oof, yeah.
Good on you.
It's done by Swery, which is, Deadly Premonitions guy. He's a weird cat.
That's right, huh? Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, so that's probably, if you're into his kind of games, there you go. There it is.
Oh, this next one is probably the one I'm most excited about. It's called The Last Campfire. This is a project from the Hello Games peeps, the people that made No Man's Sky. And boy, do they know how to put some like emotion and feels and like everything into this trailer, because it really pulled me in. It's basically, you're just this little blue dude and you are going around. What was it like trying to find like lost other people from your tribe or something? I don't know if they necessarily said, but you seem like you're alone and something drastic or crazy happened and you're trying to figure it out or try to find those that have passed before you or something. I don't know, but the art style was great. The music was awesome. Like, I feel like there's going to be some good feels in that one.
Yeah, it looked really good. This is one of my favorites for sure. This is like up down the list for me. I think just the visuals and the music, everything. It just seems like it's got emotional story without like saying much, you know? So I'm really into this idea.
Yeah, like no dialogue from what it seemed like. It was just a lot of like atmosphere and you just out of context, finding what's going on around you. And I think it seems really fun. I didn't see any combat. It looked like it was primarily all kind of like a journey type game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely journey-like. Yep, for sure.
Next one, Pixel Junk Eden 2. Did you ever play Pixel Junk Eden 1, Dev?
Nope. No idea what it is. Oh, I'm dying.
You're dying. Well, Pixel Junk Eden 2, I honestly not super familiar with the first one. I do like some of the other Pixel Junk games, like Pixel Junk Shooter and I think whatever that Tower Defense one was. Those are pretty cool. But this one, it looks like it's real time and it's, I don't know. It looked like, I don't know. The art style was kind of cool. This is the thing that I thought was kind of neat. Cool.
Yeah, but I
honestly,
like the art
I don't
style.
Even know what it's about.
No, me either.
And then there's Feria, and it looks like it's a card battler. Imagine Magic the Gathering, but a little bit different. But it's like a little bit more of a board game style. You have like hexagons, and I guess there's co-op. You could do head to head. You could do single player. Like, this seemed kind of cool. I like me a card game. This one, Sky Racket. Do you know anything about this one, Dev?
No, I don't even remember the name. Tennis
Racket? You know what this was? Oh, this was like, which it was a side-scroller shooter. This is a side-scroller shooter. And there's like, it was very cartoony. And you have these stars that are coming at you and you hit them with a racket. And then they bounce back and hit the enemies on the other side and will bounce back to you. So you got to hit them back. I don't know. It seemed weird. Whatever.
Did I pass out during this?
I must have might have been. You might have been in your sick coma.
Might have been in my sick breathing coma here. It's out today, though.
Oh, is it really? Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
okay,
apparently.
Cool. Well, get that Sky Racket. Probably not going to spend the money on it, but hey, if any of y'all play it, holla.
Let us know what you think.
Next one was Moving Out, and this one reminds me of, what was that cooking game?
Overcooked. Overcooked.
Thank you, Devin. Yeah. So this looked exactly like Overcooked 4-player. But what you're doing is you're moving out of like your apartment or out of your house or whatever, and you got to take all your belongings and put it in a moving truck. But like the situations are so weird. Like one was like, hey, there's a river in the middle of you and the moving truck. And so you have to take like one person's holding one side of the couch and the other person's holding the other. It's overhead view. And you're like trying to get across these logs and lily pads. And then like another one, there's like, I don't know, streets. And it just seemed really cool. It seems like mayhem and there's some fun to be had there. It gave me very strong Overcooked vibes.
It seems down my alley. I might give that one a try. I passed out during two of these. I know the next one,
wow,
but I passed out at least two of those games. I'm excited about moving out. I'm excited about it. Anyways,
like, shoot.
Go ahead. Last one.
And last but not least, Exit the Gungeon. Out today. This is probably one I'm going to pick up. So this is from the beloved people that made Enter the Gungeon. So we had Enter the Gungeon and now Exit the Gungeon. And the cool thing is, so the other one was more of like a top-down looking shooter, bullet hell type thing. This one is side-scroller and you're basically trying to exit the gungeon. And it looks super cool. Like it looks like you're going up this like shaft or this tunnel to get out of the dungeon and you got to fight your way out. It looks super fun. I loved how difficult Enter the Gungeon was, so I imagine Exit is going to be very similar. Have you ever played that, Dev?
Yeah, Enter the Gungeon is really cool. Watching Exit, I was like, I don't think I'll ever beat this game. It looks so hard.
Sure.
There was so many bullets on the screen. It looked a lot harder than Enter, but Enter is really hard as well. But I'm excited. I love Enter. Yeah. So it looks cool. It's more
size. I love calling it Enter and Exit. Just silly.
Yeah. No, it looks really cool. I'm down for this. Those guys do great. They've done great games. So yeah, man, those all look amazing. So that was our direct. Yeah. What did you think overall? Were you
overall honestly, I wasn't, I was kind of like let down a little bit because I thought there would have been more. And I feel bad for saying like, oh, that wasn't what I was wanting out of this. Cause you know what? Like there was still a lot of good announcements and I'm sure a lot of people really enjoyed the content, but for me, I don't know. There's only a handful of games that really stood out to me. And a lot of the other ones felt very like I've seen this before. And I wish there was a little bit more. Cause sometimes with indie games, you get very unique ideas cause people are, you know, willing to risk it. And it felt like a lot of these are like, oh, we've seen this. So
yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of how I felt too. No, I felt the same, dude. I just, even the art style is very samey. A lot of these games, I couldn't even tell the difference. There was like a lot. There was a point there was like three or four games where I was like, these all have like the same art style. You know, this like,
yeah. Oh, very
chibi,
much so, yeah.
Colorful, bright colors, which is fine, but it's just like every indie game is starting to look this way. And that distinct look is, it's hard to be like, oh, I'm excited for this game when it looks identical to five others.
Exactly.
But yeah, there wasn't like tons of standout. It wasn't like last couple where you got Cuphead or Ori or something like where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing this, you know? So, but I mean, there's a few that I'm excited about, like the Hello Games one and Moving Out and things like that. Like Exit the Gungeon, like things like that are cool, but it's not like quite there to other directs we've had in the past. But to be honest, like I love indie games, but indie directs are never like my most excited thing to watch. Yeah.
Cause yeah, I'm like, maybe now that this is out of the way, maybe they'll be hitting us with that big direct. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so here's the rumor. You know how much we love these rumors because they've been so true so many times. But this one seems to be the most realistic one so far is that someone said from a big like outlet or something that there would be a direct that would be indies on the 18th is what they predicted, which they were a day off. And they said next week, the 26th is when we can expect the big direct. So they were right about the indies. So we'll see if they're right about the other, you know,
they've been
wrong.
Cool.
I mean, we've been wrong. Yeah. I'm excited. I don't want to make everyone totally jazzed for nothing. Because
I'm already jazzed, Devin. You can't unjazz this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I might have to unjazz next week.
Yeah,
there
dude,
might
you
be
might
nothing.
Have to. There you go. Oh, well, and then there on top of that, like, I feel like we're going to be getting a lot of news. So tomorrow there's going to be PlayStation 5 information coming out. I think Xbox is actually having like a little video or something coming out as well tomorrow, which I guess tomorrow will be Wednesday, the 18th. And yeah, and then if we get more information next week from Nintendo, that would be so awesome. That'd be great.
That would be cool. I could see that with PlayStation doing their thing and all that stuff. Definitely. So.
All right, Dev, you ready for some fan questions?
Let's do it, Trev. Let's do this thing, man. Give me them fan questions.
Are you ready for some fan questions?
I would yell and I would go right at it with you. I'd be right at it with you if I could. I want to chase that ball that you're giving
me. I really
want to.
Yeah, dude, come on. Come get it. All right.
I want to roar. I want to yell, but I can't.
No, don't roar. Don't roar. We don't want that. All right. So first question comes in from David B. He asks, do you guys see a future where we could rent video games on the Nintendo eShop? That's an interesting question. I don't know. What do you think, Devin? What's kind of like your gut take on that? Renting games off of the Nintendo eShop one day.
I wonder why they haven't done it. Like, it's a cool idea. I don't know why they haven't. There must be a reason, right? Like, why not get into the rental thing?
Yeah. Well, I guess maybe because then everybody would probably pay the $5, $10, whatever up front to try a game. And then they're like, whoa, I don't like this. And then they never paid the $60, I guess. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, because like there's been games that I've purchased and I immediately regret it. And I'm like, why? And so where if I would have rented, I would have rented it and then be like, oh, nope, definitely not buying that game. And they wouldn't have got the rest of the money. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a money thing.
That might be it. Yeah, it's probably a money thing. Yeah.
You know, the other option is that maybe they're thinking like, OK, we put out ARMS, let's just say ARMS, for instance, and then people rent it, they play it, they get enough out of it for $10. And then, you know, because like most people wouldn't have probably paid the full thing for it if that game came out. So,
yep, I'm one of them. I'm definitely one of them. Oh, Trev,
so,
don't
you know,
clear your
I
voice.
Would like to see it.
Are you getting virus? You getting that virus?
Dude, it's coming through the internet.
No,
I've been trying to clear my throat for like a freaking week, dude. I feel like I got phlegm. That's my new rapper name.
I think I'm going to take it from you.
Cool. Go for it.
As far as rents, yeah, all I can think is it must be that they're worried about that one situation. But I'm like, why do you let other companies rent out video games then if that's the case? But I don't know.
Yeah, like physical video games like Redbox or whatever. Even though Redbox is getting out of games, which
is
interesting. Yeah, so like I got this email a couple months back that like, hey, if you want to come buy some games real cheap, come check out our inventory. So yeah, it was I guess they just don't want in. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't doing as well for them as they were thinking. So, but I would like to see it one day. Like maybe I honestly, this is what I'd like to see. I would like to see more demos, maybe not rentals. I would like to see demos. I would like to see them put out a little trial, let people give it a go and test it and see if they like it. And then they can jump in or adopt the Valve Epic model of you buy a game, you have, if you played it under 2 hours, you can return it or within a certain amount of time. I've loved that about Steam because there have been some games that I buy that I'm like, holy crap, like this game is just garbage. I shouldn't have spent my money on it. And then I get a refund. And it makes sense that if the game isn't good or we're not happy with it, that we should be able to get a refund from it. Obviously, there'll be those people that take advantage of those situations and whatnot. But I think the majority, I think Valve sees it as a big benefit to the business that they offer that. So I wish more companies would adopt that.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, yep.
Picnicked Pig asks, the Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing reviews, thoughts? Doom was a Metacritic of 87. Animal Crossing, Metacritic of 91 so far. Like, both, like, highly scored games.
Which is good news for both of us, or both, because they're both on the Switch, or going to be at least on the Switch for, well, I guess Animal Crossing's not immediately. Not out either. Yeah, not immediately, but both good reviews.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm excited for both of these games. The one I'm definitely going for right now is Animal Crossing, obviously. And I'm going to wait for a Steam sale for Doom, because I know at least Doom 16 went real cheap real quick. So I think I'm going to hold off on that one a little bit.
Yeah, that game will probably be $30 in a couple months. Animal Crossing will stay, well, it just might get even more expensive, you know? Might be $80 in a couple weeks. Who knows?
Who knows?
With things going on as they are, could be anything right now.
Yep. But very cool to have two very high profile, like highly reviewed games coming out on the same day too. I mean, I know not on Switch on the same day, but just on the same day. So cool. I love it.
So cool. I'm very excited with Animal Crossing. Seems like a lot of people like it. I think I'm going to try this. If I get burnt again, it's
Dude,
over. Yeah.
Third time's wait, you fool me once. Shame, whatever.
Shame.
I hope it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited. We will give you our in-depth thoughts in the coming weeks and let you know how we feel about that game. And we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Last question, Dev, is from Mel. Mel asks, and M-E-L-L, happy St. Patrick's Day. Who is your favorite green video game character? Devin, off the cuff, your favorite green video game character. Three, one. Throw it out.
Master Chief. I'm going to say Master Chief because I know. Listen.
I like that.
I'm going to say because I mean, honestly, it's probably Link. But how many times can we say Link? You know, I like Master Chief. He's looking at me right now. He's a cute little boy. He exercises. He's definitely exercising. He's staying thick.
Dude, he's fit.
Staying thick. So I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, I don't know. Master
he's a
Chief.
Thick boy, that Master Chief.
I like my silent protagonist. I like my men quiet. You shut
you
up
know,
now.
He says,
you know,
words here and there.
Yeah, sometimes. He has a relationship with a woman in his head. It's good. It's all crazy.
Yeah, he's not a freaking madman.
he's not
Devin,
crazy
mine
at
was
all.
Gonna be mine was gonna be Link, obviously. But I think Link or Yoshi are gonna be my top. Cause dude, I love both those guys. They are awesome. You know, Link, we can't say enough good things about him. He's just so
I mean, that's a man that has character and depth. Mm. If you just the emotions that come out of his voice when he's swirling and he's jumping. I mean, so many. That one, there's that one. You just know how he's feeling. Oh, and there's that one.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Well, that's
Trevor,
all
Link?
His lines. Yeah,
are
I think
Trevor?
I'm the voice. I
You're
am,
the voice of Link,
dude.
Wow.
I am, dude. You're not supposed to share though. Make sure you cut this out, okay?
Yeah, I forgot. You're making them big bucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough with the questions. Oh, go ahead. Do you have one more, Dev? What else you got?
Luigi.
Oh,
I'm really liking
Devin. Oh, my gosh.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Because I saw you on it. I saw you on it.
Yes. Okay. I wish I would have played this game last year, Devin, because when we were doing our game of the year stuff, this would be up there. This is one of the best like Nintendo games I have played in a long time.
It's
oh
really
my
good.
Gosh. Why did no one tell me? Just
yeah,
kidding. I think the whole world told me, but
I think mostly, but like IGN gave it a review of 83. Nah, dude, this game's like a 9, man. This game's freaking rocks.
Yeah. Well, we were getting ready for some like quarantine action. We're like, hey, if we're going to hunker down, let's get something to play. So we decided on Luigi's Mansion. And so we played a little bit for the last couple of days and I am in love with this game. It is hilarious. It makes me laugh nonstop. It just puts a grin on my face. The animations are beautiful. Like the whole game just is just oozing detail. And I just want to explore everything. Like even if like what I'm doing doesn't involve like going into this restroom and sucking out toilet paper, I still want to do it because it's super fun. It is hilarious. I am a huge fan and I wish I would have played this last year to include it on our game of the year stuff. Cause I know we gave it some props, but I wish I could have really just gushed about it. You know what I mean?
We gave it visuals and it deserves visuals. People that say it didn't, you're out of your minds. It deserved visuals for sure. It is so good.
Totally.
So good.
Well, you know what? And this gives Luigi some street cred. You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. It gives him street cred. That's why I'm going to put him on there. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know what? Smart.
I'm
going
to give it to him now.
Luigi is our character.
Pour one out for you, bro. You're great. You're green and you're beautiful. Happy St. Paddy's.
That's all the questions. Let's jump into new releases. We have, get ready for it. Animal Crossing New Horizon. I think that's the only one that matters.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's the game.
I'm sure there's a lot of other games, but go just get that one. Just get that one and that's it.
Go pick it up. Dude, and what a good time. Like, I know we're all supposed to like not hang out with each other and stuff. What a great game. Like, I know with like the whole world affairs and stuff and everything that's going on, this is the perfect game to come out during this time because it is like you get to escape to another happy world. Because Devin, before all of this, okay, I was playing because of there's a new patch or a new expansion, the Tom Clancy shooter, The Division 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Yeah.
I was playing some Division 2, and as I was playing it, I was just like, this is too real. I'm like, I'm good. So I shut it off because I was like, I'm not happy about this. And this is the game that we need. This is the game that the world needs right now to bring some happiness.
This is the game for now. Just the happy vibes. It's so chill that you can just like, it's like watching the Great British Bake Off. It's super chill. It's happy. It's good times. Animal Crossing, go buy it. Go buy it. Get out of your bad moods.
You heard it here first. Animal Crossing. And the Great British Bake Off. One and the same.
Dude,
all right, Devin.
Have you watched it?
No, I'm not going to watch the Great British Bake Off. I'm American, Devin. I'm going to watch the Great American Bake Off. Is that even a thing?
Trev?
What?
I'm not joking.
Okay.
I'm going to go to our final recommendations. I'm going to recommend it right now. I, Devin Moon, am recommending Great British Bake Off. If you have not seen Trevor, go to Netflix. Everyone, go to Netflix. This is the greatest cooking show of all time. The Great British Bake Off is, I'm telling you right now, the greatest cooking show of all time, bar none. It is the most joyful, happy, greatest chill time. You'll feel like you're on just having sugar cookies with great granny. It is amazing.
Oh my God.
It is brilliant. I had a different recommendation, but this one wins. Great British Bake Off.
That's what you're going with, huh?
That's my final recommendation.
Oh my God.
That's my final recommendation.
Devin, with all this free time that I have locked into my house this next couple of weeks, I will definitely watch that and I will come back and let you know how I feel about it. I hope you're right. Better. Hey, Devin, waste my time.
It's so good.
Don't waste my
time.
No,
I'm not, dude. I never would. And I never would for these wonderful folks out here. Never.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, my recommendation, since we're already jumping into it, my recommendation, Devin, is a little thing called the Retro Game 350. Now, when you hear that name, Devin, the Retro Game 350, what do you think that means? Like, what does that mean to you?
Is it like a really bad 360? Like a knockoff version of the Xbox 360.
So Devin, you are actually like on the right track. It's a console. It's not a home console. It's a portable. Dude, so okay, right now in China, and I know it's a hot topic right now, but I know. No. Listen, Linda. All right. So in China right now, it is huge. These little handheld consoles that they're making over there that do emulation. And there's seriously like a dozen of them that come out every year and they are upgrading and changing them. And this little thing. So I ordered it off of Amazon And it's incredible. You can get it off of Alibaba. There's a lot of different places you can get it. But it is this cool little thing that will emulate everything all the way up to a PS1. And it is seriously, like, it has this small little, like, 3.5-inch screen. It has shoulder buttons. It has dual joysticks. It has an IPS screen, rechargeable battery that charges over USB-C. You put a micro SD card into it, and you can just load. Now, I don't condone piracy, but hey, ROMs are awesome. And if you own the game, dump the ROM, throw them on there. So it's been so cool to take this with me. And it's this teeny little thing on the side of my pocket. And I'll post a picture of it on our website or Facebook group. But I am in love with this device, Devin. It is inexpensive, and it is such a fun way to go back and play those old games, because Nintendo's not providing us the options to go back and play Game Boy Advance games and things like that. So, hey, I'm going to do it myself. And this thing is awesome. So go look it up. It's the Retro Game, or the RG350, and I love this bad boy. It is fan-freaking-tastic.
Now, you just find this on your local black market?
Yeah, just, you got to go find a drug dealer first.
Is this on the dark web?
Yeah, you got to go to the dark web.
www.darkweb.
Yeah, so it's DDD.
Yeah, RG350.
Yeah, rg350.com or .hack.
Hack, that's right.
Yes.
And you'll
you'll get right in there. But this thing has, like, such a huge community around it as well. Like, they're constant, like, it's very community driven, where they're updating firmware on it, and they're adding even, like, independent games to it, as well as, like, freeware games and things that people have been developing. But honestly, for me, it's definitely an emulation device. It doesn't connect to the internet. It's just a real simple battery, lasts 5-6 hours, and it is an amazing way to go back and play some retro games. So I'd highly recommend it, Devin.
Sounds cool, man. I will give it a look. I will give it a look-see.
Give it a look-see. It's worth it.
All right, man. I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna end this show. I started this bad boy. I'm gonna end it. I'm gonna, you know, I brought you into this world. I'm gonna kick you out of it. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. All right, that's the end of the Nintendo Show. Visit our website at nintendoshow.com. Join our Facebook group and follow us on Twitter at Nintendo Show Pod. Remember to like and share and rate us on podcast service of your choice, and leave us a review on iTunes. So far, so good. And that's it. Everyone, please be healthy, stay safe, be healthy for other people out there, and treat your neighbors right. Me and Trev, I especially will feel hopefully better by next week.
And dude, we'll
if not, 3 weeks, that's a rough one. But we will still have a show. Hopefully we'll have a direct coming up here soon. So it'll be exciting times coming up. And that is it. Thanks for listening to the Nintendo Show. We love you all. Bye. Me all the way.